All right, what's up, y'all? Back again with a new episode of New Culture, and we have Ahmad Miguel right here.
Yeah.
He is a painter from New York. He has hella dope stuff. Also, so yeah, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Living?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, just doing the do. yeah. So Ahmad's gonna be one of the painters that is going to be in the art show. He was with me my first round when I went and actually sold a lot of stuff. So I'm hoping that happens again this go around. More people will come out and everything. So yeah.
The pop up is November 4th. Okay, so, yeah. If you are in the Fort Wayne or Midwest area, bring your ass. I'm just saying.
Make sure you're there, man. It's going to be epic. It's going to be a lot of dope artists.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do our thing.
Yep.
So, pull up.
Definitely.
Skirt.
Okay.
All right, we're not going to start with that. Now, I just want to ask you, you came from New York,
mm-hmm.
right? Why? Well, first of all, what did you major in? Because you went to Indiana Tech, right?
Yeah, I majored in business and marketing.
Okay, and you paint. So, I mean, can you talk about how, those two go hand in hand?
Well, basically, with marketing, it's more like how you going to market. Well, when it comes to the art,
mm-hmm.
it's like how you going to market yourself. Basically, I went to school for it, and I learned the business side of everything I need to know. I learned the business side of everything I need to know on how to market myself or market a brand.
Mm-hmm.
So, when I do market it, I know how to do it,
mm-hmm.
which.
Yeah, no, that's cool. And it takes a lot of marketing for artists, too, because we don't have nobody else to do it for us. Yeah. We got to do it.
But still, I still got to, get some books and mm-hmm. learn some other stuff.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stuff I didn't learn that I still got to know.
That too. You still got to do. Yeah, for sure. Every day's a lesson. We never can learn too much with that. So, when did you start painting?
Sophomore year. College.
Oh, college? Wow. Yeah. So recent.
And that was
3 years ago. 3.5 years ago.
Oh,
no,
wow.
4 years ago. Yeah, 4 years ago.
Okay.
That's all.
So, no, I mean, a long time ago, but not like a super long time ago, I guess.
No.
That kind of puts, I guess, time into a perspective. 4 years seems like a long ass time, though.
Yeah, I've been drawing forever. It's just painting.
Another medium that kind of you went in that direction other than just I feel it.
I mean, you can crank out a lot of work in 4 years.
Yeah, I mean,
it really took consistency because when I first started, I was trash. I still got my first painting, and that shit just something to remind me.
Yeah.
From the start, you know, like he was trash. So
I mean,
you gotta keep going, keep it up.
I was trying to figure out what you was doing. Yeah. I mean, my first photo was shot off auto, which you're not ever supposed to do in life with the flash on the camera, and it's trash, and everybody looked greasy. But I mean, now I'm not where I want to be at, but I'm better.
It just takes consistency, man.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep with something, then you're just gonna get good at it no matter what.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still trash. I can't sing. So, but
go.
I mean.
Camry can sing.
Matter of fact, it takes consistency and instinct. That's
Thank
what it
you.
Takes.
Okay.
You gotta have the instinct for it, and you just gotta work at it.
Yeah.
Still trash over here.
He says this all the time, and that really makes me want to
strangle
you because you're not
just
trash.
I'll just forever just be trash, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with it. Just.
So, was your first customer here in town? Or, for actual painting? Or was it, back at home, Chicago?
Damn. My first customer, I think it was out here.
Cool.
Yeah, it was the Scooby-Doo painting. That was my first
I remember that. I remember you showing me a picture of that. Yeah. Okay. So, you recently just went back home to do an art show.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that you sold a lot, almost everything. Tell me how that whole process was.
Well, it all started with my mom's help. Shout outs to you. We got a spot. Because I was out here,
mm-hmm.
so I couldn't really, maneuver the way I wanted to. But she got the spot. Then we just spoke with the people. Like a week before, I drove out there with all my pans, and we had it. And like I just promoted it on Facebook and mm-hmm. Twitter and Instagram and all that. And I had that drink. It was dope, though.
That was a long drive. Yeah. Camry drove to New York for
it's 9 hours. It's cool.
It's actually, it's a very relaxing drive, though. Like, I mean,
if definitely. You with somebody, you could split it up, and it wouldn't be feel like you could go 4 or 5, mm-hmm. and you'd be cool.
I mean, see, I drove that motherfucker all the way through. Well, because I was mad, but I'm not going to talk about that. I drove back. I was mad as hell. I only had, like, gas station pizza. Mm-hmm. Like, it was trash, but I mean, it was cool. Like, it's a nice, relaxing drive. Like, have you ever done it, like, starting at, like, midnight? So that way you can get there, like, in the morning? Mm-hmm. Like, I love going through Philadelphia, like, at the...
That belt. Yo, it's pitch black.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. See, that would freak me out.
Every time I drove, though, I got a fucking ticket.
Really?
Yeah.
So I haven't gotten a ticket.
Every time. Like, I just got bad luck with cars, man.
Ticket L's all day.
But, it's okay. But see, like, I like to... Not Philadelphia, but I like to go through Pennsylvania, like, right when the sun rises. Because you can see, like... Everything is
I like beautiful. I like getting to New York like in the early morning or early afternoon. I think you'll have the whole day. Mm-hmm. If you get there at night,
yeah,
your day is pretty much.
Yeah, then if you get there at night, parking gonna be trash. You ain't gonna bottom parking. Everything gonna be taken.
I use Spot Hero. Have you Spot Hero?
Nah, I never even heard of that.
Yo, Spot Hero.
I just got put on in that when I went to go see SZA because I was not trying to pay $30.
Yes, Spot Hero is the shit. Like I just went to Chicago, and for basically 2 days, uh-huh. I paid $11 for parking. In New York, I think the very first time I went, I paid like $45 for 5 days.
Wait, what is it?
It's an app on your phone.
So basically what it does is it looks around the area you're at and it'll tell you where the cheapest parking is. And Spot Hero, yes, and then Spot Hero actually they will mark your parking down. So that parking garage might be $45 overnight, but Spot Hero discounts it to like $20.
Bro, that's the smartest app ever.
They getting bread for that,
bro. It is popping like... And what's good is too, like, I mean, you pay for it, like you prepay it. Mm-hmm. So like right when you get in there, like they'll send you, like you can get the directions through the app, mm-hmm. and they also send them to your email too, just in case for some reason. But anyways, yeah, like you just go, and normally they have like a code you scan, or you just be like, hey, I booked on Spot Hero, and then it's just shut popping.
Damn, I need that.
Yeah, no, like it is a money saver because mine's not be trying to pay for nothing.
We just getting Spot Hero mad promo. That's gonna be a commercial right there.
I know.
Tune into Spot Hero. Right. Download the App Store, Google Play.
We didn't get paid to say that.
I know, but if y'all trying to pay us, we open to that too.
Did you move here for college, or like why did you move here?
Yeah, I moved here for college. It came to Indiana Tech. I moved here. Me and my twin brother, we came the same time, and we just came.
And did your twin come to the show last year?
Nah, he wasn't out here.
He wasn't? Okay. He just had a whole bunch of people, and like half of them looked like him. So I was like, I wonder if they related.
You know what?
My man's had so much art. He had people unloading and loading the truck for him. Like, it was wild. Thanks, man. It was wild.
I still got mad all that my grandma could.
I guess I can't process, like, why would you come here? Like, out of all places that you could ever go.
Well, it was like, I was in New York. And then Tech came to my high school, and then they just sold the dream about the college. Mm-hmm. I was about it. They threw this little scholarship. Then me and my brother got accepted. So we both was coming at the same time. So it was like, boom. And then we didn't want to go to school in Brooklyn. Well, we damn near couldn't go to school in New York. But my mom wasn't with it. We had to go away.
Well, and the thing about that, too, is I think... I talk to people all the time who, like my cousin, for instance, he lives in Chicago. He wants to move here. I want to move to Chicago. And I'm like, hey, why do you want to move here?
Right.
He's like, the same question. Why do you want to move to Chicago? I've lived in Chicago all my life. So the downtown, like, lavish thing is different than for somebody who lives in Fort Wayne. Now, my experience might be a little bit different than what my cousin experienced.
See, the dilemma with me, though, is that I turned 21 out here. So I ain't really experienced New York mm-hmm. in real life. Like, I grew up there and all that, but I ain't really like. I ain't go to.
So you haven't been to the clubs yet?
Yeah, I ain't go to clubs and nothing like that. Yeah, like I've been to clubs out here and all that because like I'm 23 now, so I did all that. But back at the crib, it's completely different. Like, yes. I've been to a club out there, like, once or twice. Like, it's shit lit. It's just a different lifestyle.
It's a different vibe.
And it's so expensive. It's, like, yeah. If you want to ball out, and, like, of course you want to do your thing, but that shit is expensive out there. Like, out here, you get a whole bottle or you get a whole table at
for, like, $100. $100 is just getting you in.
Yeah, like, you get a whole
they don't even do all the fancy stuff. They literally give you a bottle of Patron and be like, all right, y'all.
Regular shit.
Yes.
Back at the cribs, none of that, man.
And see, like, that's the thing. Like, I cheated going to Fashion Week. So, mm-hmm. like...
Mans was in there with Travis, everybody, Metro, getting lit. My ass here, watching your snap, like, bro, you're not even 21!
Wildin'. But, I mean, see, that's the thing, like, really... Because people be like, oh, you're not 21 yet, but you be... I'm like, only thing you gotta do, you just gotta...
Maneuver, son. They're not gonna ask questions if you with the right people.
No, they don't be asking no questions. Like, especially, like, you was on the list, like, what was wildest. I don't remember what club we went to, but I don't know if it was the... Was it the 40? Is that in New York?
Uh-huh.
Was it...
40-40?
Yeah, okay, so I went there, and, of course, you know, they're like... They, you know, I'm a regular ass person, so I'm like going up to the, I'm scared. I'm like, I think Designer performed there, and they kicked him out like right after he performed because New York is very strict.
Yeah,
but they were like, who you on the list with? So I gave them the company like that I was with all basically throughout Fashion Week, and they were like, oh, okay. I was like, no ID, no nothing. I'm just like, okay, like I asked no questions, but thank y'all for letting me in the club, and I had free drinks, and it was nice, and I seen a whole bunch of stuff that I can't afford.
Nightlife here in Fort Wayne's is for the birds.
And that's why I really feel like I could just buy a spot and make a club, and that shit would be insane,
bro. Honestly, thinking going to the strip club is lit out here. You go to the same strip club every week.
And the sad part is, like, the strippers here, you know them.
Yeah, bro, I know, like, half of them. I'm like, I walked the hallways with you when you wasn't looking what you was looking at. Like,
exactly.
It's so weird, and, like, Fort Wayne's so small, so
you
if I...
have an opportunity. It's just like, if Early Birds had Fuse Music...
Thank you.
That'd be a perfect spot. Because Early Birds got an outside, they got a little balcony spot with the fire and shit.
Bro, they even have warmers so you can warm your hands when it's cold
then
outside.
Then they got a VIP area. Mm-hmm. Then they got that little, they even got a little room in the back.
I mean, I've been to Early Birds. Mm-hmm. So, like, I've never been to VIP though.
And if they had Fuse or what's the... Fuse. Mm-hmm. If they had day music... Mm-hmm.
That's where all the ratchets crazy. Like, that's where all the ratchets go. Pretty much. I went for Halloween last year.
And then motherfuckers would perform at Early Birds. Mm-hmm. Imagine a performance at Early Birds. Motherfuckers would be on that stage where everybody be holding a pole. Yeah. They'd be right there.
It's super sad that we...
That'd be dope.
We're talking about how to make Early Birds better, but we can't do nothing about it.
Right. No, they're just still going
to
be trash.
They need to have everybody. But... Yeah, I mean, I would love to go turn up in New York rather than see the same five people.
Yo, New York is, that should be
lit. It's wild. Like, there's not, like, there's, every time, like, that I've been, there's no, like, downtime. Like, I don't sleep. Like, it's just, you gotta go.
If you want to do something, you can do something. Point blank, period. If you can't, if you want to go somewhere, you can go somewhere. If you bored, just go out your... Go out your crib. Mm-hmm. Like, out here, can't walk nowhere.
Nope.
Can't do nothing.
Nope.
If you don't have a car, there's
if
nothing.
If you ain't got a car, that shit dead. Mm-hmm. The one thing I had to get used to, like, that New York got, that y'all have, or that Fort Wayne don't have, is corner stores.
No, we don't.
Yeah. Like,
we have no kind of bodegas.
I love bodegas.
Can't go no sandwich. I need my...
We get a chopped cheese and a Lucy. Oh, Cozy Tapes taught me.
I need a honey glazed balls. You see? I need that. Like, they ain't got none of that out here.
No, there's nothing. And the convenience store that we do have is not even like that. We don't have, like, corner stores that actually, like, sell food, like, hot food.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, all the New York... I mean, I literally went to a spot that had, like, meatball sandwiches for, like, $2.
Everywhere.
Like,
you get food everywhere. It's food everywhere.
Literally.
All the time.
It's just, I don't know. New York is, it's a whole different place.
Like, it's expensive, but you can manage. If you know what you're doing, you know how you're moving, you can manage out there.
So, do you want to go ahead and talk about any, like, new paintings you're working on? Any concepts? Any series?
Yes. I got some. I got a lot of stuff in the works, actually.
Talk about Yummy Bunny.
Yeah, so, me and Yummy Bunny teamed up, and I'm just going to basically paint a mural in a store. It's going to be Keith Haring inspired.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
You know, it's going to be, if you know anything about Keith Haring, it's going to be the people, you know, to incorporate the Yummy Bunny with it. It's going to be cool. That's going to be the first installment of Lavish Creations, collaborations and all.
Man, hit this man up if you want some Yummy Bunny too, bro. I heard he got that. I heard he the plug now for that. I'm going to be like, hey, Ma, you trying to get some Yummy Bunny? I ain't got to pay.
What else? I'm trying to get this website going. As soon as I get this website going, we're going to start selling these hats ASAP. Also sell customs. I'm trying to do this jean jacket series. Well, it's called, it's going to be episodes.
Okay.
Do 5 episodes, which is 5 different kind of jackets. Basically, it's going to show in the back of the jacket, it's going to be a painting. The 5 paintings is just going to be 5 episodes that shows some sort of a story that incorporates the Lavish Creation roles.
So,
about it. Yeah, like, if I don't want to give so much
away. No, you don't have to give that much away. I just wanted to know what you was
like. my first jean jacket, I was thinking, because you know, the Lavish Creation rose, there's some rose and all that. So, I was thinking, first jean jacket, it's gonna be called Date Night. So, homie, pull up, it's gonna be a pain. And it's just ringing the doorbell with a bouquet of the Lavish Creation roses. It's gonna be the first jean jacket. Boom. It's gonna be just a bunch of crazy other shit on it. Then second, yeah, all that. That's
yeah. Leave it.
The website. Try to get the website when 40 years over. When that website drop, buy everything. Feel me? I'm trying to quit my job.
Make this whole job and all that. It's literally me.
It's possible. So yeah, let me just do that. What else is going on? We got the art show pop up.
I already know.
Make sure you're there.
Yes, yes.
It's going to be nice. It's going to be wavy. That's it.
That's about it?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I thought I was just being crazy.
Thank you so much for allowing us to steal some of your time for the show. Don't forget, November 4th is the pop-up if you want to either meet, chop it up with the mod for a little bit, even get a commission, you know, something like that.
Anything.
Or even just to get some knowledge. He'll be there. And me and Cameron will be there also. So that is from 4 to 8. And then afterwards, we're going to get lit for my man's Cambry's after party.
I do got some notes. February at CS3. Is it CC3 or
CS3?
CS3. Yeah, CS3. I'm having a, it's called Hennessy and Paint.
But oh,
it's
really, my gosh.
So it's a winding canvas, but I'm going to call it the Hennessy and Paint. We're going to be doing a Valentine's Day edition. So it's going to be the Friday before Valentine's Day. So, you know, bring your dates.
That means I need to find me a new bae.
You know, it's going to be fun. We're going to paint something different.
Yeah, ain't going to be no sunsets in the trees.
It's going to be something dope. You're going to hang it on your walls, but it's still going to be dope. So it's going to be real dope.
Cameron, you going to be my date?
I ain't got a price on the ticket yet because I ain't got logistics and all that. But make sure y'all there. It's going to be dope.
Cameron said he's not going to be my date, so whoever's out there listening, if y'all need a date around that time, because I'm pretty sure your girl going to be the same way, I will be here, okay. But thank you again, Ahmad. Thank you so much for joining us on New Culture, and yeah.
Yeah, this is really great. Holla.
Wrap it up.